Okay, today's learning shall initial the Chaim Elizabeth Shem Shaddai, and Moshe and Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe and Zeri Yisrael Menachem, and Moshe and Sus, and Shalem and Chaim, Moshe and Malka, and Bracha Bas Sar Malka, and Yitzchak Ben Fagel Dina, and a schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So today, we're going to start a new siman, actually a very, very negedic siman in order to get to a final halacha, but we are probably not going to get there, because this is the basis, or at least the foundation, for mail FedEx packages, Amazon packages, and things like that on Shabbos. I'm happy to share. The Rav gave a share on what to do with packages. He do receive a number of years ago. He gave a share on this whole concept of sending packages. Now, so the reason I say that we actual Psak Halacha you can't just get in general just from learning Mishabura and Machaber. But over here, also, we have to take into account that the metzias of how the postal systems were set up is changed as well. But it will give us a very, very good foundation, at least for those who want to delve into the sugya. There's plenty of other shurim out there and that we can talk about. But this is really the basis for it. So it is very negeya to us. Right? Says the Mechaber, Reish Mem Zayin Sif Aleph, Shaleach Adam. A person can send the Garris a letter, but Yad Ein Yehudi, in the hands of an Ein Yehudi. So you can go over to a guy and say, listen, I want to give you a letter, and please deliver it. So right now, we're going to get to soon closer to our reality. But right now, this had nothing to do with a postal system or a UPS system as we know it. This is just, you need to deliver a letter to somebody. You go over to a guy and you say, can you please deliver this letter? Vuhu, but what's the condition that I could? Number one, there's a couple of conditions I have to make in order to that it shouldn't be a problem. Vuhu shekatzes leidam. Number one, I pay him a fixed price. What's meaning? I say, I'm going to pay you $1 to deliver the letter. Now, let's keep that in mind. When we send the letter or a FedEx package, it is katzes damim. So this requirement would be met. Okay. I can't tell him you have to deliver it on Shabbos. So that's something that we don't always have it's something that we have to think about, whether or not that exists in our cases in modern day situation. If you're doing guaranteed Saturday delivery, is that or not? I'll give you a little hint. And the Rav mentions the shared is that normally there is fine print in there that although they're going to attempt, they don't necessarily guarantee it fully that it's going to be delivered. And we know sometimes, you know, overnight delivery doesn't, but that's where you start running into some of the issues with modern day. But over here, let's go back to Mechaber's case. I go over to a guy, I say, please deliver the letter. Number one condition is I have a fixed price for how much that he's going to do it for. So that's like Kablonis that we've learned already previously. And number two, I don't tell him that he has to deliver it on Shabbos. Okay. V'im loy katzas. What happens? I did not give a fixed price. Eloy kviya be doyar. There isn't a post office. What is a doyar? Parish. Ish yadua shakol ksav elov yuchel v'hum eshalchel misha shalchel. If he's the guy in town, you bring the mail that comes to him. Right. Very similar to the postal system we have today. And that person delivers it out. So eloy kviya be doyar b'mata. If there is no specific person in charge of delivering the mail in town, then you can't do it, even if you send it at the beginning of the week. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why. We'll go through the whole thing and then we'll break it down. If there is a postmaster in town, then you could send it even in Shabbos. There has to be enough time in the day that it should at least get to the first house in town. I'm going to assume for halacha purposes that the postmaster is in the town, in this house that's closest to the entrance of town. And we have to say that there's enough time to get there. We're going to break this all down in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's, before we get to the Ramah, let's start with the Mishnah Berurah, see what we get to cover today. Igeres, so the Mechaber said you can send a letter. Hu adim achol malacha. It's really the same concept would apply to any malacha. Kishanois the light. Ve'en shas legamri kaidem Shabbos. If you give him a job to do and there's not enough time to finish before Shabbos, be'inan dafke sheyiksev loiv dama ma'amalachta. So as we said, if you give, you drop off your car by the mechanic and he says it's $1,000 to repair your car, even if you dropped it off an hour before Shabbos, assuming the other requirements were met, it's fine, right? You just can't tell him that he has to have it for you right after Shabbos. The oz, if he decides to work on Shabbos, I died to the nafshay, Govid will loiv b'shul Yisrael. And he's doing it on his own, not because of you. As we will have soon, and as we've also discussed this previously. So why does Mechaber specifically pick a case of a letter? To pick the case of a letter, to teach us the loikatzatz, if you did not make a specific price, and there is no postmaster in town, then it's also kedemasik, as he finishes up. About time, what's the reason? As we will explain shortly why that would be problematic. When it comes to other things, has to do with any other malacha. If you didn't give him enough time, then it's mutta. We're not concerned about it. We'll see shortly why. So the reason the Mechaber is talking about a letter, because a letter, as we'll see shortly, has other issues that if I just sent a delivery of pots to another place. When I'm allowed to, the Mechaber said you can give this letter to the guy, assuming you met the requirements that it's katzatz, you have a fixed price, and you're not telling him to deliver on Shabbos. It's not nighttime already. It's before nighttime. The guy has to leave your house before Shabbos. You can't give it to him on Shabbos. Now, the Mechaber gave condition number one. You can't tell him that it's going to, condition number two, not number one, that you can't tell him that it has to be delivered on Shabbos. If the guy himself says, I'm going to go deliver it on Shabbos, less slumber, it doesn't bother us. Since the Yid did not tell him to do it, he's getting paid the specific price for the job. He wants to be able to collect his money, or he wants to be able to finish his job so he can move on to the next job, and therefore it's not a problem. You didn't tell him to go on Shabbos. You can't tell him it has to be there by Sunday or it has to be there by Monday. Or similar comments. You can't tell him, again, give it to him on Friday and say 8 minutes before the Zman and say, I don't need you to get it there on Shabbos, but the guy needs it 8 minutes after the Zman. It means it's basically you're telling him to drive on Shabbos. That's the same as telling him to go on Shabbos. So then, Mechaber said that if you were in Katzostam and there is no postmaster, there isn't regularly a postmaster in town. Sometimes he's not around. Also, why? Now we're going to get into what's the concern. The guy goes, you tell him, go deliver this letter to so-and-so in this and this town. Now the guy has to go looking for him. And they said, you shouldn't do this. Why? The cave in Shekosav Isav Yodei Al Yisrael Shal Yisrael Noisa. He's carrying a letter from the Yid, and presumably it's obviously a letter from the Jew. V'nika Maisa Yisrael Yomer V'Shabbos Nasei Lahalach. This guy's, you send the you live in Krakow, and you send a letter to Warsaw with a guy. Now he gets to Warsaw. In Warsaw, there's no postmaster, and he's running around Warsaw looking for Yankel. He says, "I have a letter from Chaim in Krakow," and everybody knows this letter is Chaim's letter, and they're going to say he hired this guy to deliver it on Shabbos. V'im kein im nichtav higeres b'ksav einim yehudim. If it's written by a guy. Shari lahaylach afilu be'erev Shabbos b'loikatzus, so it wouldn't be a problem. So this is very interesting. Mr. Brewer tells me that the main issue over here is if I would just tell the guy, go deliver the letter, right? And I don't tell him that he has to deliver it on Shabbos. That's a separate problem, as I can't tell the guy to the goy to do malacha for me on Shabbos that I'm not allowed to do. I would not allow to be to, allowed to travel from Krakow to Warsaw on Shabbos, right? It's out of the tchum. I wouldn't be allowed to. But if I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, I really would have no concern, right? Except he's running around town trying to deliver my letter, and it's going to be Marisayan. But if the letter is not, nobody can tell that the letter is from another Jew. There's no Marisayan. As long as he could have technically have gotten there without having been done any Chol Shabbos. So just like when I go deliver a load of pots to the other guy, nobody knows that this was a Jew who told him to deliver it, and therefore, and since I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, there's no problem. The main problem over here is one of two things. If I'm telling him to do it in a way that he has to do it on Shabbos, so that's a problem. And lech Shabbos that I'm telling him to do, that you're not allowed to do it. It's amir la'akim to do it be'ayven yisar on Shabbos. Or, but if that's not a problem, the main issue is the maris ayin. So then we bought also l'shloich, kasev oyle Shabbos v'nira the chozeh Mary kasha shaleich ayidei ein Yehudi layad habeidoyer that you're sending it to the post office. Aba kasha adam shaleich igeres ayadei lechaveray, right? So he goes back. He's like this. He says when we made the differentiation between a city that has a regular postmaster and a city that doesn't have a regular postmaster, if I'm sending it to a city through the postal system, but they don't have a regular postmaster, the guy I'm sending it with has to deliver it, okay? And therefore, I have a concern. If there's a postmaster, he'll give it to the postmaster. The postmaster knows when to deliver the letters, or the people in town come to pick it up. So you don't have a problem. You don't have a problem of Marisayan. But if I send it with the postal system to a city that doesn't have a postmaster, then the guy's going to be running around town, and it's going to cause a Marisayan. But what happens if I send it not through the postal system, just an individual to go, his friend, I said, please go deliver it. I don't have to be concerned. He says there, the guy is doing you a favor. He's not going to run around town if the guy's not home. So therefore, once again, you don't have the Maris problem. Again, these cases are not so negated today. If he tells the guy, you don't have to give it to that guy. If he's not home, you can give it to anybody in the house. As long as it can get there, because once again, the main problem is the Maris Ayin. Let's do one more Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll do a quick recap. You can't, if you're sending it to a place that doesn't have a postmaster, he said, even if you're sending it from Sunday, it's not literal. And if you give 2-3 days for him to find the guy, you're not so worried. Then I don't have such a problem. So let's pause. Let's do one more Mishnah Berurah. We have still some time. However, there is a postmaster. What does that mean? There's a full-time postmaster in town. Postmaster, but what we call a postmaster. All the big cities had a postmaster. He stands, he has his office hours. To accept letters and to send them out. To whoever belongs to them, right? And therefore, as long as the guy can get there before Shabbos, as long as you get to the first house in the city, I don't have a problem. So let's just sum up over here briefly, and then we'll finish up the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow. The bottom line is as follows. Right now, before we get to what certain modern-day issues might be, okay, but right now, today, all we're talking about is I want to send a letter from one city to the other city. So what is the problem, okay? Let's analyze what the problems are, and then we'll be able to understand this. The problem is, if I'm sending it to another city, it could be one of two problems. Problem number one is if I'm sending it to another city and the guy is required to travel on Shabbos, just like I can't travel on Shabbos to deliver it, I can't ask a guy to do it on Shabbos. So that, in any case, would be problematic. Okay. Problem number two is going to be if there's going to be Marisayan. So that's really what we went through the back and the forth in the Mishnah Berurah. Number one, is it obvious that it's a Jew's letter? If it's not obvious it's a Jew's letter, there's no Marisayan. Number two, depends what the scenario is. So if there's a postmaster in town, there won't be Marisayan because you get delivered to the postmaster, you're not running around town trying to find the guy, so there won't be any Marisayan. If there is no postmaster, and it's a letter that's obvious, a Jewish letter, that's where you have the problem. You gotta leave at least 2 or 3 days to make sure that from when the guy leaves until he gets there, she'll still have plenty of time to find the guy without having to run around on Shabbos. But if you eliminate the postmaster problem, then your main problem you have is, does the person have to travel on Shabbos? So now we'll go a little bit further from there and understand, like I said, there's a lot of different factors that play into today's modern day postal or FedEx system. So depending on when you're sending it, is the Ashayas B'yayim or not? So if you're sending out something Friday afternoon for overnight delivery, it's going to have to travel on Shabbos. So is that a problem? Is that not a problem? Number two, do we have to be concerned that there's Jews working that are not religious, unfortunately, that are working in the postal system or not? Do I have to be concerned about it? That's not over here in this entire siman. The Mechaber is not addressing that because over there you're talking about asking a guy. So do we have to be concerned about there being a Jew working in these places or not? That is a separate issue that that has to be addressed in the halacha when you're analyzing the halacha today. Number three, if a package was sent to you out of the tchum, are you allowed to open that? You're not allowed to open that, and that's what, you know, spoken. Okay. We will stop over here, and in Master Shem, we will continue this topic tomorrow.